Quran Kuf Zayin on the base. Hatsodon Letzorechayev. As we mentioned before in the Mishnah, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, if you tzod shrotzim that ain't b'midon nitzod, that they're not usually captured, whether you're potter, even if you do it letzorech, or daf you do it shalol letzorech. What Rashi seems to learn is that the shrotzim that have skins, usually if you capture them, you're doing it letzorech, because you want the skins. Ones that don't have skins, usually you only capture them to get them away from damaging you or whatever. There's no purpose to capture them for their sake. But if you had kavana for the ones without skins to do it for a purpose, then you're also chayiv. It's just that usually the ones with skins are for purpose and the ones without skins are for not purpose. But if you do it for a purpose, even the ones without skins, you're chayiv. Tosfos learns that since these things are not usually captured, so if you capture them, even for a purpose, it's shelo kederech. You're not doing what people normally do, and therefore you're potter, even if you do it letzorech. Okay, so Gemara says, Hatzodon letzorechai, mantana, Omer of Yehudim, Arav Reb Shimonhi. The one who says that if you tzod them, shelo letzorech, your potter, is Reb Shimon. The Omer, Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa potter. Right, who holds the Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa potter, and therefore if you're tzod, animals that really you don't want the animal itself. You just want to take away the danger from them or whatever. You don't want them bothering you. So you're potter because malacha shein tzrich legufa. You don't want the thing itself. You would be happier if the thing wasn't there altogether. You want it because you want to take away the nuisance. And or that's not what they did it for in the Mishkan. The Mishkan, they captured animals because they needed their skins or whatever. They didn't capture them for reasons where they didn't need the thing itself. That's the two different ideas in Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa. So Ika de Masni Laha, some learned this idea of Mantana, that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, that it's Rav Shimon on the following case. Hamathis Mursa B'Shabbos, person who what's it called, squeezes a boil, or lances a boil on Shabbos, in lasos lapeth, his intention is to make an opening, chayiv, im lahotzi menolecha potter, mantan, om revu, om rav shimon, it's rav shimon, it's melacha shein tzrich legufa, right, you don't need the peh, you just need to get away the lecha, so therefore you're potter. The om rav melacha shein tzrich legufa potter, the ikadamas nehon, some say it on the following case, That's where Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, that it goes according to Rav Shimon. Hatsod nochash b'Shabbos, person who captures a snake on Shabbos, im esasik bo shelo yishachenu potter. If a person captures the snake in order to avoid it being bitten, then he's potter. Im l'refuah chayev, but if he does it because he wants to capture the snake because he needs the snake skin or the snake venom for a refuah, then he's doing it for the sake of the snake itself, so he's chayev. Mantana, who's the one who holds this? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Shimoni. The Amar Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufa Potter. If you capture it only because you want to avoid being bitten, you're Potter according to Rav Shimon, but according to Rav Yehuda, you'd be Chayiv, because he holds Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufa as Chayiv. And here you have to say that a Nachash, according to Tosfos at least, a Nachash is something that's normally captured, because it wouldn't be normally captured even if you did it Letzorech. You shouldn't be chayiv according to Tosfos, because it's ein b'mino nitzot. So they say that nachash is taka b'mino nitzot. And even though we have some girsas that put nachash together with things that are not nitzot, there are many other girsas in the Gemara that say that don't include nachash. Okay, Rashi. Is there a Rashi? Hatsad nachash. The malacha here is making the pesach. That's either makavapatish or bone, as we said. He doesn't need the pesach. He doesn't want the pesach. He just wants to get out the pus. The capturing of the nachash is the malacha. He doesn't have to capture it. He doesn't bedafka want to capture it. He just doesn't want it to bite him. Right, if he could make the nachash disappear, he'd be very happy. So the malacha is only an agav. It's only, what's it called? It's not necessary, really, over here. El shalot yishachenu. He just wants it not to bite him. V'myodeh shetam avot hazikenu loyetzot. If he knew that the snake would freeze up and wouldn't bite him, he wouldn't capture it. So he doesn't need the capturing. Okay, let's go on. Omar Shmuel, Hashola Dagmin Hayam. Person takes a fish out of the sea. Shaila, whether min hayam or it's from a kli, right? The Maisa is a need of tzeda over here also. You're capturing the fish. But it's talking where it was captured already from before Shabbos. So the capturing is not the problem over here. The problem is you're killing the fish by taking it out of water. Kivin sheyibesh bo kesela chay. Soon as it dries out, the width of a sela of a coin, you're chayv. Because that's when the fish is going to die. Om Rav Yossi Bar Oven, Ubein San Pirov. That's only if the place where it dried out, this amount, is between its fins. Om Rav Ashi, Lotema Yovish Mamish. Doesn't have to be Mamish dry. El Afilu De'ovad Riri, even if it's just, it becomes very gummy, right? Instead of being liquidy, it starts to dry out, and if you start picking up the what's it called, it's so thick, because it's starting to dry, that it makes strands when you pick it up. Right, it's not totally liquidy. Then, what's it called? The dog is going to surely die, even if you throw it back. So, the Maisa, you're over on the Tilos Neshama from the time you did something that makes it that the dog is going to die. Rashi, Hashola dog, show you Nitzot Va'omin Bodyom. It's talking where it was already captured from before, so there's no Chiv over here outside the Chiv is only because of killing it. Kesela Karochav Sela, the width of a coin. It's not going to live after that. Even if you throw it back, it's going to die. So you already caused its death. Ovid riri shenoginbo. When you touch it, you touch the wet part. When you pick up your finger, so the strands of gummy, what's it called, gummy liquid, come up with your finger. So that's already considered dry. Okay. Omar Shmuel, Omar Mar Bar Hamaduri, Omar Shmuel, Hoshit Yodo Lemei Behema, person stuck his hands into the insides of an animal that was pregnant, the Dildel Uber Shemayel, he stuck his hands into the womb of the animal, and he moved around the embryo. Chayv, says Chayv, my timer, Omar Rava Bar Hamaduri Asperli, so Rava said Bar Hamaduri explained to me what the Chiyuv is. Lav Omar Rav Sheshes, Hai Man De Tolish Kshusa Mihizmi Vehigi, Mechai Mishum Oker Dover Migidulo, Hachinami Mechai Mishum Oker Dover Migidulo. Just like what Sokor Rav Sheshes said, that if you take hops, they don't grow from the ground itself. They're like mushrooms almost, but they grow together with a tree. They grow on a thorn bush, but they don't grow from the thorn bush. They happen to grow on, it's like moss. Moss that grows on things that are growing but doesn't grow from the ground. It gets its nourishment from the tree that it grows on, but it doesn't grow from the ground.
It's a parasite.
It's what? Okay, but it lives off the other thing. There also, you're taking, even though you're not taking it out of the ground, but you're taking it off the place that it normally grows. So that's called Oker Dover Migidulo. So to over here, even though the embryo, what's it called, the embryo you're taking out of the place where it's growing, that's also a malacha. We'll see in 1 second what the malacha of Oker Dover Migidulo is. Okay, Rashi. Dildel Oker Shipilosal Yede Dildelze. By moving the embryo, it ended up being aborted. Bar Hamaduri Asperli, Taima de Hamilsa, and it's obviously talking where the embryo didn't die, Lechora. Right, we'll see. Because if it died, Yochai Mishum Natilas Neshama, Lechora. Okay. So Pasha is talking where it didn't die, it just was aborted alive. You still were over on what's it called, on Oker Dov Migidula. Kshusa Homlo, Tops. The Godel Mitocha Hizmi, Mireya Hakarka, Shahizmi Yonek Mimenu. It grows on a bush, but not mamish connected to the bush. It grows by getting the nourishment that the bush gets from the ground, this gets then from the bush. That's how it grows. Even though it's not connected to the ground, it really grows from the air, like mushrooms. But it grows on the thing itself, right? That's its place of growth. Taking something away from its place of growth is also a malacha. Okay. The Shaila is what malacha is. What's it called? First of all, let's go back to shola dag, taking a fish. So Rashi and the Ritva both learn that it's until Sashama, you're killing the fish, right? Shola, and the Rishalmi says that your chayvish has a kotzer, that its kotzer is even by Bali Chayim. You're harvesting the fish, they call that Lamaisen, harvesting fish or whatever. It's called harvesting. Harvesting doesn't have to be for plant life, even animal life. If you take it out of the place where it grows, that's also called kotzer, according to Rishalmi. And the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, all are cholik on the Rishalmi. They hold that our Gemara holds that there's no such thing as kotzer, only begedulei karka, things that grow from the ground. So it's not kotzer, right, except if it grows from the ground. Now, coming to Dildul Uber. So Tosus in Avodah Zorah says that the chiyuv of this Dildul Uber, right, what's Oker Dover Megidulo, right, that with the Hizmi is only a marshal. So you see, you can take something, it doesn't grow from the ground, and take it out of its place and be chay. But that's not the reason you're chay for the Uber. But the Uber, you're chay because it gozes. Just like if you cut your nails, cut your hair, right? So here you take a portion of an animal away from another portion. Take a skin, you take cut off your finger. You're, according to this, you'd be chay of a gozes. So you're taking a part of the mother away from the mother. It's like giving her a haircut, except you're taking off her Uber. Others hold, what's it called? The Ramban says that it's not Shaya Gozes, except for things that grow from a person, but not the person himself. Cut off a person's arm, it's not Gozes. You have to cut off things that don't affect the etzim of the person itself. But according to Tosfos and Avodah Zorah, Gozes is taking anything off a living body, right, is Gozes. The Ramban holds not, and the Ramban holds over here, the Dildul Uber is because you killed it. Right, you basically are killing it. That's the Malach. Okay, you're taking it out, and what's it called? It's like, even if it doesn't die, the Avinezer seems to say, even if it won't die, you're killing it because you're killing a portion of the mother. It's like if you cut off somebody's arm, right? So it's like, it's Aver Minachai, it's Matame, like a mace. So taking off somebody's arm is like killing his arm. Taking an Uber out of the mother is like taking a limb away from the mother, even if the limb will remain alive. Right, that's his own life. But from the mother's standpoint, you took something away from the mother. That's also called Netilas Neshama. The Meiri holds that it's called Oker Dover Megidula. It's a special Isser. It's not Kotzer. It's not Gozes. But taking something away from the place where it grows is Dome to Kotzer. It's like a Tolda of Kotzer. And that's not Kotzer, but it's a Tolda. Okay, let's go on. And the Meiri seems to say also, even if the animal died, there's no Netilas Neshama. Because since the embryo didn't have its own life yet, you're not chayiv on Netilas Neshama of an embryo. It wasn't yet a viable creature. Okay, nafkamina is legabe abortions. Whether that's called murder or it's not actually called murder. Okay, okay, let's go on. Omer Abaya, hay man de tolash pitra meuna de chatzla. A person takes a mushroom and separates it from the meuna de chatzva. Rami Rashi says, "Pamim shu gadol b'svas hadli mimayim." Sometimes mushrooms grow on ladles, pails, where you draw water. So the fact that it's so moist, it's conducive for the mushrooms to grow on it. So it grows out of the pail, grows out of the ladle. So mechay mishum oker dover migidulo. Same thing. It's oker dover migidulo. Taking something from the place where it naturally grows, even though it's not connected to the ground, is called what's it called? Is like kotzer. Moser Rav Oshia hatolish miotzitz nakuv chayev v'she'eno nakuv potter. L'choras Rav Oshia asked, then why are you potter if you take something out of a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in the bottom? If you don't have to have it connected to the ground, it's just ochre, dover, migadulo, the place where it normally grows, then this thing is normally growing in the flower pot, even though it's not connected from the ground. Why is that different than taking a mushroom off the pail, even though it's not connected to the ground, but it's that place of growth is on the pail. Same thing over here. The place of growth is the flower pot. So why should it have to have a hole? Even if it doesn't have a hole, and it's not connected to the ground, but it's ochre, dover, migidula. So where it says, hasam lav hainu revise, hacha hainu revise. The normal place of planting plants is in the ground. So this is not in its normal place. Abnormal. Mashenkin, the normal place for mushrooms to grow is on things like this. It doesn't normally grow from the ground. And therefore, where it's its normal place of growth, then you're chayiv mishum ochre dover migdulo. Where it's not its normal place of growth, it's an abnormal place, then you're not chayiv mishum ochre dover migdulo. Rashi, b'sheino naku pater mishum delo mechuber lek bekarka. If you plant something or tear something out of a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, the reason you're pater is because it's not connected to the ground. The mekarka olavu, it's not connected to the ground. Lav hain revise, de ein derech zriya shom. That's not the normal way of planting. You don't normally plant in flower pots that are not connected to the ground. Aval elu shomar nehu ikr gidulon. This is the normal place where it grows. So therefore you're chayiv. Okay, right. Chayiv ha'of, right? Omer avhuna, kosvin tfilin al gabi or shel of tohar. You can write tfilin on the skin of a kosher bird. Omer av Yosef, my komashvalon, disle or. What's the chiddush that the covering of a bird is called or it's called skin? Chanina, we learned that already in the Mishnah. Hachovil bohen chayiv, that if you wound a bird, you're chayiv. Vaistoy said has skin. So what's the chiddush? Omer le'abaya tuva kamashblon. No, there's a big chiddush over here. The im masnis and havi amina kiven the isbe nikve lo. It has skin, but it has skin that has a lot of holes in it because of the feathers. And therefore, if you write on it, the writing is over the holes, and it's not ksiva tama. It's not a perfect writing that you need for a tefillin. Kamash malon, kiramri marava kol nekev shadio overes olav eno nekev. Any hole that the ink can go over it easily, that's not considered a hole that would make the tefillin puzzle. Rashi, nikve, makom moshev notza, the place where the feathers are taken out, there's holes in the skin of the oaf. Lo nichtov, the rachmana amar, ksavtem, ksivetam, shlema, velo mutsekas. It has to be a perfect writing without interruptions. So I might think that since there's holes like that, that there's interruptions, it's no good, and therefore what's it called, the chiddush is that you can still write on the skin of a kosher bird. Okay. So first of all, the halacha is that you have to write tefillin. We learned there has to be on a kosher animal. That's why it says of tohar, because it says l'mantia toras Hashem b'ficha by tefillin. That has to be something that you're allowed to eat. But if it's not something you're allowed to eat, then it's not no good. We'll see later on at least what that applies to. The Magen Avraham says that any sefer, and what's first of all, the Rambam says that's not only tefillin, sefer Torah, mezuzah also has the same halacha. We learn from tefillin that you can't write a sefer Torah, mezuzah, tefillin on the or of a behemoth tmeya, of a non-kosher animal or bird. The Magen Avraham says that any sefer that has shemas you can't write on a non-kosher writing surface. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, even if there's no Sheamus, you can't write Divrei Torah. Couldn't write a Gemara on something that is Tameh. The Prima Gaudim argues, and he says that if there's no Sheamus, then you're allowed to write Svarim, even Gemaras, whatever, even Divrei Torah, where the Shem Hashem is Berenes, but not written out on things that are Tameh. And the Mishnah Berurah Pasuk is like that. The only thing you can't write on a Tameh writing surface is things that have Sheamus in them. The things that don't have Seamus, you can write. Okay. This hole, right? So the halach is like this. What does it mean that the dio can go over? If you pick up the cloth to the sun and you can't see through the hole, right? Then that's called a hole that the dio will go through. But if you pick up the cloth and you can see the space through the cloth, then that's what's it called. Light comes through. Then that's called hole. That's the shaila is like this. Where does that hole have to be? If the hole, let's say, is in the middle of the letter and the ink goes all the way around, so there's a hole in the middle of the letter, but the letter's not split. So then, what's it called? The Taz holds that that's possible, and the Bach and the Mogen Avraham, and that's the halacha, is that that's kosher. It's only if the hole breaks up the letter. Then it's called that the diol doesn't go over. But if it doesn't break up the letter, there's letter around it, the hole's just in the middle, then that's what's called still kosher according to the halacha. But according to the Taz, that's possible. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Meisei, Reb Zeira es hakasha on this. How can you say that the skin of an oaf is considered skin? Now bring your proof. It's not considered skin. It says, Biknofov lahachshir es ha'or. Right? It says, Vishisa oso biknofov, Rashi, ba'olas ha'of mishtoi. Right? By an olas ha'of, the halacha is that you, shisa enu ba'od knofov bo, you tear it open while the feathers are still on, umaktir, that's what you say, not maktim, umaktir knofov. And burn it on the mizbeach with the feathers, right? And even though it smells terrible, it says, but in order that the ani should have a carbon that looks nice, so you don't take off the feathers and make it look like a plucked chicken. So umakter knofov kol kanfei ha'of notzahu hadaka shiba basar kemin semer shein lo sharashim kashim. Here we're not talking about the feathers with the hard part in it. So about the fleece of the that covers the bird, the thin feathers. So you leave that on. So what's it called? So that tells me over here that you are makter a bird with its skin on, because obviously if you take the skin off, the feathers aren't there. So kol shekain, what's it called? If your feathers are still there, the skin is still there. So it tells me limetcha kasev Rashi sheino tzorech hefshet kolus behema shepasul bo esaor. An olas behema, when you burn a burnt offering of an animal, you have to take off the skin first. First you need hefshit and nituach, and you cut it off, and then you burn it. You can't burn it with the skin. Now, shanking the bird, you burn with the skin too. Okay, that's the chiddush of the Torah. The isol kadaitich or hu hechi marbi lekra. If it's really skin, how could it be that you could be makar of the skin? Lemaisa, the skin by an ola is not nikra. Must be the pasuk telling me that this covering of the bird is not skin, and therefore you're makar. That's what the Torah is telling me. Torah is telling me it's not skin, and therefore you can burn it. You should burn it, because if it would be skin, how could you burn it? Right, just like an animal, you don't burn it. Tosa says lechora. What's the havamin over here in the Gemara? We'll see what the maskon is in a second. What's the havamin? Right? How could you say that if it would be skin, how could you burn it? Lemaisa, it's marbe even the what's it called, the feathers. Feathers for sure aren't something that normally is burnt, right? So it's not just the skin. Even the feathers here are burnt. So it's obvious that even though it's skin, the Torah is telling you to burn it, just like it says even to burn the feathers, right? So he says no. He says by a behema, you do burn the hair, which is similar to the feathers. There's the hair on the chin or whatever, and what's it called? The tzemer shebarosh rechalim. So when you burn the head, even though you take off the skin, right, but lamaisa, some hairs you do burn. So the hair and the feathers, not a problem, because it's similar to on an olas behema where there is hair. But skin, we never find by a behema that you burn the skin. So if this skin would be skin, how could you burn it? Must be that the Torah is telling you the skin of an oaf is not skin.
How can you burn the hair without taking off the skin?
What? Because the head doesn't need hefshit. The head, what's it called, is different. But the rest of the animal, you have to be mafshit. The head, you don't take off the skin, I don't think. No. Right. Right. Or maybe, what's it called? How can you have the seir the zokin hatiyoshim? Take off the head. I think the head doesn't need hefshit, that's why. And take off the skin off the head. Okay. But on the rest of the body, yeah. And here on the oaf, you should have to take the skin at least off the rest of the body. By the head, by your skin, by your oaf doesn't apply. Okay. Okay, so therefore, Sosa says, there's still a havamina to say that the skin is not skin, and even though you're makriv also the feathers, that's not different than an olas behema where there's hair that you do are makriv also. Samara says, no, amar le'abaya orhu. No, there's no proof from here that it's not skin. It's skin. V'rachmona rabbi. And the Torah still says that you should, what's it called? Enochanami, by an oaf, it's an exception. Normally by an animal you don't burn the skin. Here you do burn the skin. It's not telling me that it's not skin. It's skin, but you burn it. Rashi. You don't have to strip it of its skin like by an animal. That if you're makrav it with the or, it's possible. Okay, let's go on. Some say Reb Zera brought a proof from this. Right? That the Torah says that you are makriv the bird with its skin. So if you call it skin, that's why the Torah had to specifically say you're allowed to do it with the skin, right? But if you would hold it's not skin, why do you need a pasuk? It's not skin anyway. Of course you can burn it. It's flesh. Elamai, it must be skin, and you need a pasuk to tell me that here it's an exception, and not like an animal, here you burn the skin. So it's a raya that it's skin. Omerle Abaya, so, and then the according to this version, Abaya slugged up the raya. La'olamei malach lav orhu. Right? Maybe it's not or. The itzrich, so, and you still need a pasuk to tell me that you can be makavit. The skin of a bird is not considered skin. It's considered flesh. I said, that's the case. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me you're makrivit? Of course you're makriv the flesh. And I think even the isbe pirtsi pirtsi, moist, since it has, what's it called, holes in it, it's a mias the thing, like the skin of a, and you shouldn't bring it on the mizbeach. Kamash malon, that even though it's, what's it called, not skin, and it has holes in it, it's not mias, and you can be makrivit. Okay, pirtsi ani nikvi, it has holes in it. So we know you're allowed to write tefillin now on the skin of a bird, right? Even though it has holes. What about on the skin of a fish? Okay. If Eliyahu will come and tell us, then we'll know the answer. What's he going to tell us? Let's say Eliyahu going to come and tell us. Eliyahu, Rashi says, right? Eliyahu can't come and tell us halachas because lo b'shamayim he. Okay, that's what Rashi seems to say, right? And Eliyahu is not from this world. So, Ella, what is Eliyahu going to tell us? That if he has to tell us the metzias, he's not going to tell us halachas. So what is he going to tell us? That it's skin or not skin? You can see it is skin. Dagim had skin. So the Eliyahu is not going to be the one to determine whether it's skin or not skin. So and Eliyahu is not going to come and tell us halachas. So what is he going to tell us? V'odisna hasnan atzamos hadag v'oro matzilin ba'olo ames. That if you have bones of a fish, which are tahor, or the skin of a fish, which is tahor, that makes a mechitza, makes a hefsik by Ohel HaMeis. It separates by an Ohel HaMeis. Halacha is that if that's closing up, you have a hole in a wall, and the tumah is going to go from one room to another. If that hole is closed up with something that's not makabel tumah, so then what's it called? It prevents the tumah from going from one room to the other. So if the hole is closed up with the bones of a fish, which are not makabel tumah, or the skin of a fish, which is not makabel tumah, so it's matzel. It saves the tumah from coming through that hole. So you see that there's or of a fish. Oro shel dag, it exists. Ela im yovo Eliyahu v'yomer ipaska zua maminei ilo. Paska zua maminei. What happens is that the fish it smells, right? Fish skin stinks. So when you tan it, could be the smell goes away. Could be it doesn't go away. See what I'm saying? That's the way how some learn. So the shaila is, does the smell go away enough that it shouldn't be mias, and therefore you should be able to write tefillin on it? Or no, the smell still remains enough that it's a mias a thing and you can't write tefillin on it. That's one way of learning. Right. Let's go on a little bit. Vasnan atzmos adag ve'ora matzilin ba'ola meis, levishe ein mekabel tuma. A dog is not mekabel tuma, k'netanya b'toris kohanim. Or yochla oros shabiyam. I might think that skins of animals that live in the sea are also mekabel tuma. V'atzmos adag nomi. The kli etzem, the mekabel tuma, mikol maise izim yalfinuma. The bone, kelim made out of bone that are mekabel tuma, we learn from maise izim. That's animals. Lahavi dover haba min ha'izim, min ha'karnayim, min ha'tlafayim, anything that comes from the goat, including the horns and the hoofs. So that's like bone. Avol dagim lo, but dagim we don't learn from that, because they're not like izim. They grow in the sea, and everything in the sea is tar. The chol she'ena mekabel tuma, chotzes b'fnei ha'tuma, u'mishnezu meseches kelim. Anything that's not mekabel tuma forms a barrier to hold the tuma back. If it's mekabel tuma, it doesn't form a barrier. The havel, okay, didn't get it yet. Okay, so in any case, so the shaila over here is like this. The so some like we said, that the shaila is when you tan, work out the skin of a fish, does it lose its miasis smell enough that you can write tefillin? Lamaisa, the Gemara doesn't answer the shaila, and the tour therefore passes. You can't write tefillin on a on the skin of a fish. Misafik. Okay, and the Shulchan Aruch also, what's it called, says the same thing. It's Sufik, you have to be Machmer. The Ran says, Lamaisa, if it's talking about a physical like smell or whatever, you could see. Does it smell? Doesn't it smell? Even though the other way of learning is, Shaila is, we know it smells. Shaila is that a bad enough smell to be considered Zoama or not? It's a fishy smell. Is that a Zoama smell or it's not a Zoama smell? But he says it's not talking about what's it called, about a physical thing. He says a very interesting thing. He says that when the Nachash lived with Chava after the Chet, so it was Hitul Bazoama, spiritual Zoama. By Har Sinai, that Zoama went away. And it went away not only from the people, but all the animals also. But the fish are separated from people, so the Maimon Har Sinai didn't affect them. Just like the Mabul didn't affect the fish because the fish are separated and they weren't polluted by human beings. But they also didn't have the pollution taken away, the spiritual pollution by Maimon Har Sinai. So the Shaila is, did the fish have that Zoama go away or didn't go away? Right? Could be not, because they're not connected to people. Could be they didn't have the Zoama to begin with. Since it wasn't, if it had, was there, it wouldn't be taken away. Maybe it wasn't there to begin with. And when the Nachash was Matl Zoama in Chava and it affected all the animals, maybe it didn't affect the fish to begin with. So the Shaila is a Ruchniyistika Shaila. Is there that Ruchniyist Zoama? And Eliyahu Novi could see Baruch HaKodesh if there's that Zoama or not, and he could paskin that. Okay, the Rambam learns a different Shaila. He holds, what? Ma? No, it's a metzias. Is it there? Is it not there? Right. If it's there, the halacha is no good. If it's not there, then the halacha is no good. If it's not there, the halacha is good. Yeah, he's just telling us what the metzias is. The halacha depends on the metzias. So he's just being mavar the metzias, not the halacha. Right? He's not telling us that it's mutter us or to write if there's zoama. He's telling us if there's Zoama or not. We know what the halacha is. Halacha is if there's Zoama, it's no good. And if there's no Zoama, it's okay. He's just being mavar what the metzias is. The Rambam learns the different pshat in the Gemara. He holds it's vadai no good. Not that it's a suffix. So that for sure there's Zoama. And therefore it's no good. But if Eliyahu will come and tell us that the metzias changed and now the Zoama went away, then we could do it. Based on all of this, it's mashma that Eliyahu can't tell us halachas. Okay? The Chassam Sofer says that's not really the case. It would have to come out that every case where it says Yovo Eliyahu or Teiku or whatever is only a Shaila Metzias, not in Halach, and there are many things that Shaila is in Halach. So the Chassam Sofer is Mechalik between when Eliyahu comes as a Malach, then he can't pass on Shaila, it's Lo B'Shamayim. Sometimes Eliyahu comes as a human being. He puts on a body, and he comes as a human being. Then he can only be in one place at a time, not like, what's it called, when he comes to a bris or whatever, he could be at a million places at the same time. Because then he's a malach, and malachim can split themselves up. But physical, when he comes in a physical being, then he's a regular person. And since he didn't die, right, and he can come back into this world, so he can pass, that's why he's the one who can pass from Shilas. So according to that, what's it called, according to others also, the Shaila, whether even a Malach or a Navi, a Navi, can he paskin a Metzias? Can he tell you with Nevuah what the Metzias is? And then you'll know what the Halacha is. According to this, that's okay. But there's a sheet of the Kapos Tmarim that a Navi can't even tell you the Metzias. So you have to learn, according to him, that Eliyahu means Eliyahu would come in a human guise, and then he could pass from Shilas too, even if it's Shilin Halach. Okay, let's go on. Shmuel the Karna have a Yosti Aguda de Nar Malka. Shmuel and Karna were sitting on the bank of the river Malka. Chazinu lemaya de Kadolu va'achiri. They saw the water, the waves were starting to rise, and there was no wind, and the water became clouded. Omer le Shmuel, the Karna gavra rabba kosim marava. I sense that the water is rising, it's covered for an important person who's coming from Eretz Yisrael, to Bava. The chayish b'mei, and he has stomach troubles, so he has to go to the bathroom on the side of the boat that he's in. The kadolu mailak bulei ape. Kame, and the water is rising, and it's getting clouded to cover him up. What's it called? He should be able to go to the bathroom. Nobody should see. So the waves are rising. Likvodo, zil toile akankane. Go and test him out. See if he's what's it called? If he's a talmud chacham. So a few things here. First of all, some say that it means he knew he was coming. He knew that somebody was coming. Right now, he just saw that the waves are getting. Others say he didn't know Bichlal, and he just sensed from this that the water was rising out covered of somebody, an Adam Gadol. So if he knew he was an Adam Gadol, why, what's it called, did he say, go check him out? He knew he was an Adam Gadol, right? So they say that you can have an Adam Gadol, it's not a Talmud Chacham. A person can be Gadol in Maisim, in Chesed, or whatever, he could also call an Adam Gadol, even though he's not a Talmud Chacham. He wanted to know, is he an Adam Gadol, is also a Talmud Chacham or not? Or, he knew he was an Adam Gadol from the waves. And it seemed like this guy's a Talmud Chacham. But you can't rely on waves and miracles to know what a person really is. You have to go check him out. Now, you want to know for sure. And they say from this coming week's Sedra, that it says that Eliezer saw the water rose to Rivka, right? And all these miracles happened, but Yitzchak wasn't satisfied until he saw that her Maisim were exactly like Sarah's. In other words, all the miracles in the world don't really tell you about a person until you see how they actually are. So here also, the guy's a big guy, and for some reason miracles happen. That doesn't mean he's a Talmud Chacham. You have to check him and find out if he's a Talmud Chacham or not. So go and smell the cask. In other words, what's it called? They say that the Karna was a wine cellar, and he used to, what's it called, also know how to smell the wines. That's why he gave him that euphemism, right? Go smell him out. See how he is. So he went and he found Rav. That Rav was this Talmud Chacham that who just came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. How do you know you can only write tefillin on the skins of kosher animals? Right? It says by tefillin that in order that the words of the Torah should be in your mouth, it has to be written and made from things that you're allowed to put in your mouth. Minayin ladam shu adam. How do you know that dam, when it speaks about dam coming out of a woman, that's matami her is a nida that has to be red. Shenemar, even though there's different colors of blood, but they're all shades of red. And even though black is also included, black is red turn color. Black is just red that changed. Shenemar vayiru moav mineged esamayim adumim kedam. It's a beferish. Mayim red like blood. Blood is red. Menayin lemila shabosu makom. How do you know that mila is in the aver of holada? Right, it's in the place where we do bris mila. Shneem arkan or lasso, v'neem lahalan or lasso. Malahalan dover shosha pre, afkan dover shosha pre. It says orla by a human being. It says orla by peros. Right, v'arlartem or lasso, fruit. Just like over there, it's the place that the thing makes the fruit. Here too, also, it's a place where a person makes his fruit. Meaning the aver of reproduction. Versus ema libo. No, maybe the orla is in the heart. Dechsivu maltim es orlas levavchem. The Torah speaks about orlas halev. And even though that's more of a spiritual thing, maybe it means physically. And they bring down that it's possible to cut a person's heart a little bit and he shouldn't die. Right? Take a little bit off the top of the heart, right? They take off for tests. So maybe the Torah meant you should, you know, put something through a person's chest cavity. And you can do it even without opening them up. And take a little bit off the heart, and that's bris milah. That would be what the bris is. Okay? You need pretty much a more experienced mohel to do that. Samara says, or ema osno, maybe it means cutting off a little bit of his ear. Dechsiv hine orla osno, right? It says orla by ozen too. Donim orlaso tamam, orlaso tamam, no. Where it just says orlaso stam without an adjective afterwards. Orlas halev, orlas haozen, right? You need the adjective. Orlaso stam is only by the place where you bring fruit, in other words, the reproductive organ. The ain't done in Marlasso Tama, Mirlasso Shaino Tama. You don't learn Orla that exists without any qualification from Orla that needs qualification, of the word Orla. Omerle, my Shimcha, right? So then Rav realized he's being tested by Karna, right? He realized the guy wasn't asking questions. He's trying to see who he is, testing him. So he said to him, what's your name? He said, Karna. Omerle, ye Rav, the tapikle Karna be'ene. Karna means a horn. He said, for having the chutzpah of coming to test me, right, who do you think you are? Right, a horn should grow out of your forehead. L'sof aile Shmuel abeisei. After this, Shmuel brought him home, because Shmuel was a doctor. And Shmuel realized that Rav, from the fact that the waves were rising, that he had stomach troubles. So first he wanted to find out who he was, and if he was talking to Adam Gadol, then he would take the time of treating him for free and curing his stomach troubles. So after he found out that he was talking Adam Gadol, Rav, so he took him home, right? Uchle Nahama de Saris, he fed him barley bread, the kasa de harsana, and a cup full of what's it called, of fish juice or whatever, the ashke shichr, and he gave him beer, the lo achle besakise, and he didn't tell him where the bathroom was, right? So he made his stomach churn with all of this, and he knew this would cure him. In order that it should sit in his stomach and he should get what's it called diarrhea. So what's it called? That cured him. Once he was able to get everything out of his system, he was cured. Okay. Layit Rav. So Rav cursed. Va'omar mandim etzaren lolok muale boni v'chein havi. And he cursed Karna. Not only did he give him a curse that a horn should come out of his head, he said he never should have any children. And that's exactly what it was. He never had children because of that. And it could be, even though Shmuel sent Karna to test him, but Karna did it in a way that wasn't the covet for Rav. He was mezalzel in the covet of Rav. And this was a kapara for him. It would have been much worse for him if he didn't have some kind of kapara. So what's it called? Rav gave him the curse. Or he knew that if such a person would have children, the fact is, mezalzel and talmidei chachamim would make it that the children would go completely off the derech. So better he shouldn't have children.
If
Rashi.
The knowledge
maybe he'd charge him if it wasn't on the gadol. It's a doctor. Doctors, right, don't charge big people, but they charge regular people.
So he couldn't ask him some questions himself while he was treating him? And then
no, maybe he, Shmuel held that was beneath his dignity to start testing rough. Okay, Rashi. The Havudolu Galeya Migabehim. The waves were rising. The waves were rising in order that when he went to the bathroom off the side of the boat, the waves would cover him up, right? Or that it would help him to wash himself off. So the waves came to him to help wash him off since he was having stomach troubles. Vakire inyan tsar, mishum tsaro, shaf hu achur. Right, because of his tsar, the water became cloudy. Right, as if to say, we're suffering together with Rav. There was no wind. V'ro ha'mayim nasim galim, and he saw there were waves, and there was no wind. Haven shall cover the Adam Gadol hu, v'anar ha'yom moshuf merisol above. This nar went from merisol to above. Toi ha'riach bo b'kan kono. Go smell him out. Im Yayinhu, if he's wine, if he's an Adam Gadol, oh Hichmitz, or he's not so good, Kamo Bastia, the Omer Gabi Yayin Nesa, Kalomer Bodkeo, Michachamhu Imlav, go see if he's a Talmud Chacham or not. Nenayin l'dam shu adam. So he asked him these questions. The gabe nida dam ksib. Usnan hei domim tmeim be'isha. The five shades of dam that are tamei and make a woman a nida. The kula mishum de marisun aduma. Afagav the shachar tanabuhu, even though black is also one of them. Amrinan shachar adam hu ela shalaka. The black is a red that turned, because when it hits the air, it turns black. Venamar lahalan orlaso, gabi natia. By planting trees, it says orlaso, by the fruit. Tama bosio seho orlaso. Has to be the same word, orlaso, without any qualification. Mashenkin, orlas halev and orlas haozen need the qualification. Never stam orla refers to them. The aim donim orlaso me orlas, the aim zu amira tama. Shenum of furish besochateva orlas ma. The word itself is not self-contained. You need another qualification, another adjective. He realized he's being tested, and he held that was a chutzpah, so he told Karna, you should have a horn grow out of your head. Shmuel was a doctor, so he knew what he was doing. So he fed him barley bread. He wasn't able to go to the bathroom right away, so he had to hold it in, and it churned within him. Right, and everything that was in him that was causing him these stomach problems eventually went out.